Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has weighed into the issue of politicians claiming a travel allowance while staying in Canberra at a property owned by either them or their wife. You may remember the story we brought you yesterday about the small business minister, Michael McCormack. He stays at his wife's Canberra investment property while claiming the $273 a night travel allowance. Now, Malcolm Turnbull has said today that this passes the sniff test. Well, Malcolm, I don't think you've got a very good sense of smell, because while Michael McCormack might be acting within the rules stink. Because Michael McCormack is one of about 50 federal politicians believed to be claiming this Canberra travel allowance to help pay off a second home. So his wife owns a home in Canberra, which he stays in while Parliament's sitting, but he then claims the travel allowance that was designed for people having to rent. In other words, if you come from another part of the country, you don't own a home in Canberra, you're going to need a bit of help from the taxpayer to pay for the hotel or to pay for the rental property. But Michael McCormack's wife owns a property in Canberra, and that's where he stays when he's there. And he's only one of 50 politicians believed to be doing this. It's a racket. I know that the rules allow them to do it, but the rules are wrong. Michael McCormack has charged taxpayers nearly $50,000 to stay in his wife's apartment. And when asked whether this passes the sniff test, Malcolm Turnbull says, yes, I think it clearly does. Well, the PM mustn't have a very good sense of smell, because I can smell that this stinks from a mile away.